Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 25 reads, "A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her who bore him." Whereas Proverbs 23 verses 24 and 25 read, "The father of the righteous will rejoice greatly, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice." It is important that we know our role not only in society, but especially in the home, because the Bible talks a lot about the roles that we play within the home, whether it be mother or father, whether it be husband or wife, and whether it be the child. And it is important that we recognize that the role of children is to honor and to obey their parents. One of the original Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16 stated this concerning children and their relationship to their parents. "Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you." How were they to honor? How much were they to obey their parents? Well, just a few chapters later in Deuteronomy chapter 21 and verses 18 through 21, we read the Old Testament consequences to the child who would not honor and obey his parents. Here were the consequences. "If a man has a stubborn and a rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and who, when they have chastened him, will not heed them, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city, to the gate of his city. And they shall say to the elders of his city, 'This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard.' Then all the men of his city shall stone him to death with stones. So you shall put away the evil from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear." The consequences under the law of Moses for a disobedient and dishonorable child were very grave. But at the same time, even though those consequences have not carried over to the law of Christ, in other words, we're not to take our disobedient children outside the city walls and stone them, the same principles of obedient and honorable children are imposed upon us in the New Testament. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1 reads, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." And listen to what verses 2 and 3 repeat. They repeat that old law. "Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." Colossians chapter 3 and verse 20 reiterates this by saying, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord." One of the things in life we all want to do is please our God. And one of the things that we as children want to do is please our parents, because in pleasing our parents, we please our God. Let me remind all of you today, whether you have children or whether you are a child, that it is important that we honor and obey our parents, because this is not only well purposed for the family, but it's God's design for the home.